Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Lottery open for affordable units at West Newton Armory, by Theo Yunkin. The West Newton Armory, a historic property on Washington Street undergoing a high-profile redevelopment, is now accepting lottery applications for its affordable units. The 100% affordable housing project includes 43 rental units at reduced cost for income-qualified households. Applications will remain open until September 18th. The lottery drawing will take place on October 6th. This lottery is separate from the recently announced lottery for 73 affordable housing units in Newton Crossing, a different development next door on Washington Street. In 2023, Newton's Zoning Board of Appeals unanimously approved the project under the state's Comprehensive Permit Law, Chapter 40B, a statute that seeks to encourage the construction of lower-income housing through incentives for developers. Under the law, if a developer agrees to long-term affordability restrictions on 20 to 25% of a development's units, the development is eligible for zoning exceptions and streamlined permitting. The West Newton Armory redevelopment project was spearheaded by the Ruth Ann Fuller administration. The armory, built in 1912 and used by the National Guard for decades, was declared surplus property in 2019. The city subsequently acquired the historic building for $1 with a plan to transform it into affordable housing. In 2021, the city sent out a request to developers for redevelopment proposals, and the Fuller administration ultimately partnered with Metro West Collaborative Development and Civico Development. The project was financed with state and local funds, as well as a long-term mortgage. According to the development team, the distinctive front of the armory, the headhouse, was preserved and restored during construction. The larger field house part of the building was demolished and replaced with a four-story residential structure. According to Maloney Properties, the entity administering the lottery on behalf of the development team, the apartments are slated to be ready for occupancy in early 2027. The development contains 43 units, which range in size from one-bedroom to three-bedroom apartments. 15 units are reserved for households making up to 30% of the area median income, and the remaining 28 units are reserved for households making up to 60% of the area median income. Maximum annual income requirements range from $36,000 for a one-person household at the 30% level to $119,340 for a six-person household at the 60% level. For households at the 30% level, rent is fixed at 30% of the household income. For households at the 60% level, rents range from $1,678 for a one-bedroom apartment to $2,312 for a three-bedroom apartment. Households that fall into preference categories may be prioritized for select units. These categories include applicants with disabilities and/or applicants in need of accessible units, applicants at risk of or currently experiencing homelessness, applicants receiving certain state services, and local preference applicants. Local preference designation applies to households whose members live or work in Newton or attend Newton schools. Over the years, housing advocates and city officials have praised the West Newton Armory redevelopment as an effective response to rising housing costs. Throughout the planning and construction process, the Ruth Ann Fuller administration was a consistent champion of the project. In 2022, when the development team sought funding from Newton's Community Preservation Fund, which, according to the city, is used to complete projects in community housing, historic preservation, open space protection, and outdoor recreation, then-Mayor Fuller submitted a letter expressing enthusiastic support. The proposal fills a critical need with the creation of 43 deeply affordable intergenerational housing units, allowing Newton to house and to serve a diverse group of residents. The letter reads in part, "Furthermore, Metro West Collaborative Development and Civico Development Partnership's commitment of offering supportive services ensures the armory will serve in a meaningful and interactive manner with our community." Several other local leaders submitted letters sharing similar perspectives, including then-City Councilor Andrea Downs, Ward 5. The Boston area is facing a housing crisis, resulting in homelessness and insecurity for many, and this has only been made more acute with the economic effects of COVID. When affordable units become vacant, the waiting lists are long, in some cases, hundreds of hopeful applicants for less than 10 units, the letter reads in part. This project gives us a large infusion of housing, 43 units, targeted at the most needy, 30% and below 60% area median income, and is possible because Newton acquired the land for $1. It is a huge opportunity, and if anything is small for the need. The Newton Housing Partnership, which has since merged with the Newton Fair Housing Committee to form the Newton Fair and Affordable Housing Partnership, Families Organizing for Racial Justice, and Engine 6 Newton Housing Advocates were among the community groups that went on the record as supporters. Those interested in entering the lottery can find online applications and detailed instructions on the development's website. Those who would prefer to fill out a physical form may pick up a copy at the Newton Free Library. The lottery drawing will be held publicly via Zoom. Those seeking more information are invited to attend an information session on Wednesday, July 22nd at 6 p.m. Another session will be held on Saturday, August 8th at 10 a.m. Information sessions will take place in the Newton Free Library's Drucker Auditorium. Attendees may also join via Zoom. Theo Yunkin is a 2026 graduate of Newton South High School, former co-editor-in-chief of the NSHS Lion's Roar, and a Fig City News student intern. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.